Well, we're going to start our conversations off with Tony Harmon, the pizza place on Lake Delhi. Why? Because it's the last day of the month, which means a new pizza. It's not just the last Friday of the month. We still have two more days of May. I'm getting ahead of myself, Tony.
Getting ahead of yourself.
But June is going to be here before you know it, and with it, the June pizza of the month. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm hungry. That's what I am. So we're ready to go.
But I'll feed you then.
So May's pizza of the month was the...
It was the Patty Melted It.
Yes.
Still is until Sunday anyway.
And that had the grilled onions and it had the spicy mustard sauce. Or no, it had...
It had caraway seeds for the,
exactly,
rye flavor and Swiss and American cheese and felt like a patty melt sandwich.
So. Exactly. I thought it tasted good. How's what the response has been?
It's been pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Good, good, good. Now, we were benefiting
Delaware what? County Conservation, if I remember correctly.
Which is awesome. You know, they've got a number of programs going on, gearing up for the summer season. They've got one coming up this coming weekend for the kids, in fact, as well. But we're heading into June.
Heading into June.
And we've talked about sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes you're doing something. What gave you inspiration for the June pizza of the month?
You know, I wanted something that I thought would be fairly easy for the kids to make in the summer. It's just so busy and don't want to have something really complicated, so... had this one on my list for a while. I don't know when I woke up and or heard a commercial or whatever. There's a certain fast food restaurant that's got kind of a cult following on a certain sandwich that they have every now and then.
Did you ever get it at like school lunches?
We did. I don't remember it as well, and I don't think that it was probably as good as the other place.
Then you went to a wrong school because ours was delicious.
Was it? Was it?
We're talking, and by the way, I like the name. I like the name.
Yeah, we didn't want to infringe on any trademarks or anything, so we had to kind of put something that ties in so people will know what it is. And
that name is Clown's Ribs. It is a barbecue sandwich on a pizza. So you've got your barbecue pork ribette.
Yep, the boneless ribettes and onions and pickles. And it's kind of light on the cheese just because the regular sandwich does not have cheese on it. But
you talk about the smell. I caught that smell and, oh, it is very much like what I remember. Now, is there a proprietary sauce that you're putting on this?
We use a little bit of our regular pizza sauce and... then we top that off with a little bit of a spicier barbecue. So
you got to have a little tang.
It's not like overly spicy. It's kind of a hickory spice.
Well, see, that's nice. I like that. That you got good pork there.
Yeah.
That is excellent pork. That's the first thing I noticed right away. I'm a pickle fan. Whenever you can put pickles on a pizza, I'm happy. But, yeah, that is very much the Clown's Ribs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That is fabulous. Save that munch on this for later, but.
And obviously, if people don't like onions, they could order it without onions or without pickles. But I don't know why you would.
I was going to say, that's the whole point. Okay, the whole point of the Pizza of the Month is not only to give you a creative outlet, but... Yeah. To help give back to the community. Each and every month, we pick a different nonprofit that could benefit from this. You've got your can. I picked last time. Do you want to pick this time?
I'll let you pick again.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do that. Of course, one lucky, the sales of this. Oh, this is a good one. Pheasants Forever.
All right, Delaware County Pheasants Forever.
They do so much to help with the habitat and making sure that the game bird... has a wonderful, prolific season, and this will help go a long ways on that. So every pizza of the Clown's Ribs that you buy, a portion of it is going to go to the Delaware County Pheasants Forever. Now, this is available on Monday.
Monday.
You still can get Patty Melted It today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yep.
now we're heading into summer season, boating season. I'm sure you've had some folks come
crazy
in.
Crazy busy.
Yeah. Anything special that you've got going on to help to make it even better?
We don't do a whole lot in the summer just because we're so busy anyway, and it's kind of hard to work with music with the big crowd of people that come in to eat. But the LDRA does have some events going on. They have music on Saturdays at some different spots, and I know the ski team's got some things going on. And
there's nothing that says if you're going to go to one of these events, you can't have a box of Pizza Place pizza with you. There
absolutely.
You go. So why not see for yourself, Tony? It's always a pleasure, not only because you bring food, but because we love doing this as well. Taste the Clown's Rib officially starting on Monday. You can see a photo of this, and don't forget to visit the Pizza Place Facebook page as well. We're glad to be able to shine the spotlight on it, a part of our guest of the day here on KMCH.